Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has finally announced his plans for next season. It's Thursday, March 16th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we've got a story from Rob Mentzer about the national championships of curling. And Jonah Chester reports on the governor's efforts to reverse a ban on driver's licenses for workers without legal status. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he intends to play for the New York Jets next season as the Green Bay Packers plan to move on. Rodgers joined the Pat McAfee show yesterday to discuss his plans for the future. A trade has not been finalized. Packers president Mark Murphy told WBAY-TV that the team had hoped to have the situation resolved by Wednesday, the official start of free agency. Murphy says the organization feels good about quarterback Jordan Love's ability to lead the team.
He had a really good year this year, getting better. He's got a bright future in front of him.
Peter Bukowski is the host of the Locked On Packers podcast. He says now is the right time to move on from Rodgers.
It can't go beyond this year unless Aaron Rodgers completely reworked his contract, but it seems like the die is cast on this.
Rodgers ranks third in NFL history in career passer rating and first in touchdown-to-interception ratio. He also led the Packers to victory in Super Bowl 45 and is a four-time league MVP. Republicans unveiled legislation yesterday to carve out some exceptions to Wisconsin's ban on abortions. But within hours, the bill's future was in doubt as the Senate's Republican majority leader said he would not move it forward for a vote. The bill would allow for abortion in the first trimester if the pregnancy is a result of rape or incest. Donna Roser, a Marshfield Republican who authored the assembly version of the bill, said it responds to concerns expressed by constituents and medical providers.
Is this an ideal bill? No, it's not an ideal bill because we should be protecting all life. But this is not an ideal world. This is a world where bad things happen.
The bill is unlikely to proceed, however. Democratic Governor Tony Evers says he will not support any abortion bill that does not restore full abortion rights to Wisconsinites. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said that resistance is exactly why he will not move the bill forward. GOP lawmakers are seeking support for a draft legislation that would set a statewide wolf population goal. The Department of Natural Resources issued a draft plan last fall that eliminated a target number of wolves statewide. The agency first released a plan more than two decades ago that set a goal of 350 wolves. Republican State Senator Rob Staffschultz says sportsmen and farm groups were surprised when the DNR nixed a goal under its plan.
It's pretty difficult to manage a population unless you know what direction you're trying to match it to, and a goal establishes that.
When asked why the plan lacks a specific number, DNR Secretary Adam Payne told lawmakers on Wednesday that the agency will revisit the plan. He says the DNR intends to make it more clear what wildlife managers think is a sustainable population. Payne added that management plans for deer and bear also don't contain specific population goals. Hunters say a number is needed to manage wolves, but wolf advocates say lawmakers are going around public input and the DNR. A group of bipartisan lawmakers are pushing to expand the definition of an illegal strip search of a student. Their bill comes a year after a former Suring Public School superintendent forced six teenage girls to strip to their underwear during a search for nicotine vapes. It's already illegal for school employees to strip search a student, but only if a student is forced to expose their genitalia, buttocks, or breasts. The bill would expand the definition to include scenarios like what happened in Suring. Republican State Representative David Steffens says since the superintendent resigned last June, the Suring District has done a good job of reassuring parents.
However, we have 423 other school districts, and it's important that we put these protections in law so that this sort of thing doesn't happen ever, ever again in Wisconsin.
Steffens' bill has received Democratic support. He says he hopes to see it signed into law before the next school year. The National Championships of Curling kick off today in Wausau. The event brings 24 regional teams to central Wisconsin to compete. Rob Menser has more.
The object in curling is to push a heavy stone across perfectly smooth ice so that it stops directly on top of a target some 150 feet away. It's a game of strategy because teams take turns trying to block or knock out their opponent's stones. Wausau is home to one of the best curling facilities in the nation with 8 dedicated ice sheets. Jim Force is a member of the Wausau Curling Club's board of directors. He says competition for the championships will be fierce.
I can guarantee you they're very, very good curlers. We'll see some really good shot making and some good strategy on the ice.
Wausau previously hosted the 2021 National Championships, but did not allow spectators due to COVID-19. This year, the tournament is open to the public. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up after the break, we've got a story about the state's ban on driver's licenses for workers without legal status and the governor's plans to end it. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, driving to work is the kind of daily routine many Wisconsinites take for granted. But for workers without legal status, being pulled over on their daily commute could mean having their lives upended. Jonah Chester reports that Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget once again includes language to reverse a 2007 ban on driver's licenses for those residents.
Antonio is constantly worried that his daily commute to work could end with his family being torn apart. He's one of an estimated 70,000 people living in Wisconsin without legal permission. Antonio isn't his real name. He asked to remain anonymous for fear of deportation. His immigration status prevents him from getting a driver's license, so whenever he gets behind the wheel, he's taking a risk. That risk creates a lot of anxiety, and not just for Antonio. He says it's also stressful for his daughter.
Once she sees the police, she freezes, you know. She's starting to worry because she knows my situation, and sometimes she's like, oh, Dad, you have to drive carefully because we don't want the police to stop you.
In Wisconsin, driving without a license means a $200 fine. But get caught a second or third time during a 3-year period, and you could face jail time. For immigrants without legal status, that means potential deportation. Most working Wisconsinites don't have many viable alternatives to driving. Wisconsin's public transit systems are shrinking or non-existent in rural areas. Antonio says a half-hour car ride is the only reliable way to get to his job.
I don't even see any bus stations by my work. I don't think it's a choice to go to my work on bus.
A 2007 state law blocked immigrants without legal status from obtaining driver's licenses. Governor Tony Evers wants to use the next state budget to repeal that law. During his February budget address, Evers said immigrants are an essential part of Wisconsin's workforce.
Let's make sure everyone can access driver's licenses, regardless of their citizenship status, so that workers can get from point A to point B, and we can keep our roads safer too.
Evers has tried to use the state spending plan to open access to driver's licenses before. The measure was stripped from the last two budgets by the legislature's Finance Committee. Senator Howard Markline is a Republican from Spring Green who co-chairs the committee. In an email, he said the state budget shouldn't be used to pass non-fiscal policies. Michael Slattery runs a farm in Maribel. It's a small village half an hour southeast of Green Bay. He told reporters at a February press conference that immigrants form the backbone of farms like his.
We need to get our people to and from work. We cannot get anyone else to come out to be defecated upon, to be urinated upon, to be kicked, to feed the calves, to clean the barns. It's just impossible.
Slattery says the driver's license issue is more than just a workforce development tactic.
The undocumented who are doing this work, they're our neighbors. The driver's card brings them out of the shadows. It makes them part of our communities.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says that bringing people out of the shadows could also create safer roads. According to a report by the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, Connecticut and California saw a drop in hit and runs after passing laws that extended driver's licenses to immigrants without legal status.
We think it's best when we can identify people, when we can identify people who may be victimized or people who want to file a report or people who want to experience the same rights and privileges that we all experience.
The budget proposal faces near certain defeat in the legislature, but Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez is hopeful about a standalone bill. Although Republicans have yet to publicly back legislation, the Milwaukee Democrat says they're more willing to discuss the idea in private than in the past.
Things are in the discussion phase, so I'm encouraged by that.
The Finance Committee will be holding 4 public budget hearings across the state next month. Jonah Chester, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget, you can find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.